It is Tuesday morning, and it's time for Your Care, Our Mission, sponsored by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And this morning, we're talking with Jen DeWinter, diabetes educator at HCMH. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
So today, we're going to talk about glucose monitors. Tell me more about that, please.
Yes, I feel like continuous glucose monitors are a new piece of technology that are taking the place of actual finger pokes for a lot of patients. A lot of patients come into my office asking about them because if you watch much TV at all, you'll see commercials, or if you're watching anything online, oftentimes they're running ads and things like that. For either, there's two main brands that I'm mostly familiar with, and one is Dexcom, and the other one is Freestyle, and they're both considered continuous glucose monitors.
What other things can these monitors do for people?
Yes, we can set them up to give you alerts. I would say the main reason why a lot of patients want them is to prevent the lower end of blood sugars, to prevent hypoglycemia, meaning we can set an alert on one of these glucose monitors to alert the patient and family. Some of these have the capabilities of family members or loved ones being able to get those same alerts. You know, a low blood sugar is considered 70 or less. A lot of times we'll set alerts up to alert the patient at blood sugar of 75 or 80. So then they have some time to react before their blood sugar is truly dropping too low. And there's also alerts that you can set for the high end, too. Some patients want to know when their blood sugar hits 250 or 300. That alert can tell them, hey, next time maybe adjust your insulin a little bit more. Blood sugar is getting a little too high after this meal. Or a lot of times when patients are sick, their blood sugars start to run a little bit higher. And so if that's alarming for a couple hours in a row, it can alert the patient it's time to do something about this to lower that blood sugar.
So is this something where you administer your own insulin, or does the monitor do that? You'd have to go into a pump situation.
Exactly. The Dexcom is integrated with the Tandem insulin pump. So you can do either or. Most patients who wear a CGM are giving some sort of insulin, whether that's through injections or through a pump. It has to be integrated with a pump in order for the pump to make some of those changes to the insulin. The beauty, though, of wearing a CGM when you're giving insulin is it gives you directional arrows, too. So it tells patients, you know, if you're poking your finger and you get a blood sugar of 80, you're not exactly sure, is it 80 and trending downward? Is it 80 and trending upward? So it does, it's a safety feature that helps patients make decisions on, oh, should I give more insulin? Should I give less insulin? Do I need to have a snack before I go out and mow the yard? You know, so they can know and live more safely knowing which way their blood sugars are trending, along with seeing that actual number of their blood sugar.
Jen, I always learn so much by listening to Your Care, Our Mission. If somebody is interested in learning more about these monitors, who should they call and what's the number?
They can call me, Jen DeWinter, at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. They can just call the main line, 332-4200. I do have a direct line to my office, which is 332-7643. And I encourage anybody with any questions or wanting to see if they qualify for a continuous glucose monitor, maybe struggling with the one they have and they want to understand it a little bit more, to reach out, give me a call, and I can kind of take it from there. If I need an order from a doctor, I'll get that. So I'll do a lot of the work on my end, and then also with insurance approval, I'll submit that and work with providers. So the patient really can just kind of come in and sit back and let me do the legwork of that and then show them how to get the most out of their continuous glucose monitor.
Well, thank you for your conversation today. It's one of those things where sometimes we don't always know where to start. And of course, calling you would be the first step. So Jen, again, Jen DeWinter is the diabetes educator at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Jen, thanks again. This has been Your Care, Our Mission on 97.7 The Bolt.